It is time once again for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day. Some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. Joining us this morning from the Cherry Street Mission, Steve Pillar. He is the Vice President of Business Strategy. Steve, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. It's early for a wake up, I guess. Yeah. I'm looking out my window and there's not a lot of traffic on the street right now. So hopefully everybody's getting up on this Monday morning.
Good thing, because there are icy roads, especially the lesser traveled untreated roads in some areas.
Appreciate you coming on and joining with us, Steve, and we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Well, I appreciate that. So one of my favorite books of the Bible is Ephesians, and there's just so much rich stuff in there. But mostly it's talking about the unity. It's throughout the whole book. And it's funny how God talks to us right now when our whole country seems to be going in 24 different directions, right? It says in chapter 4 that we got to be humble and gentle. Today, that seems to be a challenge for many of us. We're inflamed by many things that we see on TV, and God reminds us to be patient with each other, making allowances for each other, and don't find fault. I don't know about you guys, but I tend to not lean always in that direction. Sometimes people are fixated on political things or rather than spiritual things. And as we see people focusing on either personal pronouns that they're getting all excited about or political views or even somebody's potential poverty, that's not how we lead the blessed life in unity. We lead the blessed life unity through the Spirit. Back in chapter 2 of Ephesians in the Message, I found this scripture a while back. It's kind of cool. It talks about God bringing the Gentiles and Israel together. Two people that were completely opposite in social views, in religious views. Everything was different about them. But he says this, instead of continuing with two groups, people that were separated for centuries in animosity, they hated each other. God brings Jesus on the scene and says, I created a new kind of human being, a fresh start for everybody. And sometimes we just need to be reminded of that. God's created in us a new being. A fresh start. These things are new every morning, but these things are hidden inside of us. These things are way deep inside of us. And we're looking at everything around us, and we need to take just a few minutes every day and just look inside us. They asked me to talk about the last couple verses in Ephesians 4. It says, be quiet, don't speak foul language, abusive language, but do things that are good. Use words that are encouraging so that the Spirit can come out within us. So sometimes I don't really look at that Spirit inside me. It sometimes is hidden for me. But today, I want us just to focus on let's focus inward at the Spirit that's within us that made us all things new. None of us want to grieve the Holy Spirit. We don't want to make him mad at us, sad at us, disappointed at us. And he never is, because he knows that Christ came to make us all things new. Like it said, a fresh start. We get that fresh start every day. So it's just some things I've been thinking about as we think about the things in the Spirit. That's kind of my thought for today.
That's a good word for us, Steve. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners this morning?
Lord, we are at a new year. We're making a bunch of, we're really focusing on things that we want to change in our life, things that we want to get better in our physical being, in our mental being, and in our spiritual being. So let's take those things and write them down. Put them somewhere in your Bible so you can look at them periodically and say, Lord, I want to be more patient. Lord, I want to be more kind. I want to find new hope in you. I want to reach that person in my life that you connected me with. So, Lord, I ask that you well up that spirit that sometimes we find hidden in our lives and all things new for us. Lord, at Cherry Street, we find people that are facing extreme poverty, and they're looking for answers. They're looking for people to help build bridges in their lives, bridges with relationships, bridges for home, bridges for income. Father, use our team and the other ministries in our region, just out to these people facing just temporary extreme poverty, and let us be the light of Christ in their life. We ask these things in Christ's name.
Amen. Steve Peller joining us. He is Vice President of Business Strategy for Cherry Street Mission Ministries. And Steve, tell us about Cherry Street Mission.
So Cherry Street's been around for almost 75 years. We've been in downtown Toledo that whole time. We help extreme poverty to literally build bridges in finding stable housing, income, and relations. And sometimes we have to provide emergency housing for those people. So we minister to people that we house to help them transition out of this poverty, and we help the community. So we feed hundreds of people every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and truly what we serve on that plate is amazing. It's gourmet. When my wife says she's not going to be home for dinner, I'm like, yay, I'm going to eat at Cherry Street tonight. Always amazing. Now, I do most of the cooking at home, so you know how that works.
All right, so you're not getting in trouble with the wife or anything.
Not putting any shade on my wife's cooking. Not at all. That's one thing we do. We house people who have temporarily lost their housing, and then we work with them to help them build new opportunities in housing and income and in relationships. And on the income side, we do a lot of workforce development training. We're in a big high school, Maycumber High School downtown on 14th, 15th, and Monroe Street. We own that whole block. And a big chunk of our building is designed to help people find a new career. So we have a big tool and die welding. We're going to be launching auto tech, and we're working on a new concept to build a food truck and develop a small team in all the aspects of running a small business, from not only the culinary side, but purchasing and working in team dynamics, running the books of a small business. So it's a new workforce development program we're going to be launching this year, and we're really, really excited about it.
Steve, if folks want to find out more information about Cherry Street Mission Ministries, where can they go?
Well, the best place to go is our website, cherrystreetmission.org. Got all the information. People that want to support our ministry, there's easy ways to do that. People that want to volunteer, we have a super small staff, so we rely on hundreds of volunteers to serve meals every day, to prep meals. We have a library on the second floor that's run by Lucas County Library. So when all the libraries were closed, I think we were probably the only library open in the city. So we have volunteers that run the library for us. If you want to volunteer or you want to support us, just visit our website and you can get more information there.
Hey, Steve, thanks so much for joining us. It's been great having you this morning.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
That is Steve Peller. He is Vice President of Business Strategy from Cherry Street Mission Ministries.